Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What we need to do and what we'll do over the course of the offseason is take a step back and really recognize what type of potential pitching additions or acquisitions really move the needle for us, because we do have what I would suggest is a strong group of pitching depth. And so we want to make sure that any additions that we make actually improve our team. And, you know, I think you can say, hey, we've got to add someone at the front of the rotation, or, you know, if there was significantly less depth, we would say we need to just amass depth because of the things like injury and attrition that wear that down. Where we don't want to find ourselves is having to address both. And I don't think that's the case right now.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That used to be my guy, Craig Breslow, although...
Not anymore?
You might have surpassed me in the Breslow
love
earlier
today.
No, he's
not my guy. I have a couple of theories as to why it might not be a disaster. Now, circle back 3 months from now, God willing, we're all here, and I'll say, hey, they didn't get X, Y, and Z. Now I'm mad. I'm really angry, and I don't like Breslow. But as of right now, maybe this is sort of a cat in the grass approach to the offseason. Let's stockpile number fours and fives. Although maybe that's not fair to Sonny Gray. Maybe Sonny Gray's a three. And let's get these guys, and then we'll wait. So Dylan Cease is gone. That's a legitimate guy that's somewhere else. But Tarek Skubal hasn't been traded, may not get traded. Joe Ryan hasn't gotten traded, might not get traded. Other guys like Cole Reagans, Mackenzie Gore, Hunter Green, like none of those guys have changed teams yet. Bregman hasn't signed somewhere else. Pete Alonso hasn't signed somewhere else. Kyle Schwarber, right? There's still a lot of pieces out there. So I'm not ready to say, oh, what a disaster of an offseason. But don't get me wrong. It could be.
I'm starting to worry.
You're getting worried.
I am. And trust me, I'm the Breslow guy. At least I thought I was. But like.
You still are.
If you're sitting there telling me at the beginning of the, I mean, these were his words. We're not making these up. We're going to get a starter alongside Garrett. And he said in a separate answer, you didn't hear it there, but he said in a separate answer, we don't need starters 3 through 10. All he's doing is adding starters 3 through 10.
Right.
So maybe there is another massive shoe to drop. Maybe Bayo is on the move, and he's going to get spun off in another deal. People were texting about Tatis, Freddy Peralta. You want Skubal. A lot of people want Joe Ryan. I want Cole Reagans. Like, if Bayo's moving in another deal, then all of this might make more sense. I'm just hesitant to give Breslow, who I think has made some good baseball moves, I'm hesitant to give him credit looking forward like he's going to big brain the whole offseason. I've never seen that out of him.
Well,
he made a good trade for Garrett Crochet. That's a good trade.
He made three really good moves last
year. Yeah, but again, make a move over here to spin that into something that now you can flip else. I haven't seen him do that.
Yeah,
I've seen him make
good
baseball moves.
All right, but last year he made a bunch of offseason moves, and they weren't all great. And so, like, if... this new trade that they just made last night ends up being sort of like the Walker Buehler. Like, okay. The Red Sox are still good. Walker Buehler was kind of a non-factor. Didn't even finish the season with the team. But you also got a Bregman-type impact player, a Crochet-type impact player, even Aroldis Chapman. Right, like the first two names, we kind of expected big things, and you got pretty good returns, great returns in the case of Crochet. Didn't expect a ton out of Chapman. He had the best year of his career. They even got Narvaez last year in the offseason.
Great baseball
ended up
moves.
Being a really good move.
I'm not laughing at you. Just take a quick look at the screen over there if you can see it. Keith, I know your eyesight.
I can see this. There seems to be quite a height difference
the
there.
Meme potential of Heidi Klum body bagging Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
which
she's taller.
Of course Kevin Hart is going to be a part of
Danny Ramirez.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, so Danny Ramirez is in the new Falcon movie. Or he's basically the new Falcon in the MCU. You know who he's going out with now?
Oh, let me guess. Heidi Klum.
No, Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
that works. I stand by what I said.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for that guy.
Yeah, so the World Cup is going to, they're going to announce the groups. So they got a who's who there. Is that Eli Manning?
That's Eli.
So Danny Ramirez is working the room right now on a wireless mic.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum was twice as tall as Kevin Hart on stage.
And he's probably on something, meaning like a soapbox or something like that, you know, like a little stand.
Yeah, he probably is on like a little bit of a box.
He borrowed Dale's.
A ladder.
So, of course, Kevin Hart is a part of the
some people look pissed
the World
in the
Cup.
Crowd.
Yeah, no,
I don't think
happy.
They like them kind of dragging this out and making a show of it.
Well, so we're going to find out who the U.S. men's national team is going to draw. I can give you the full breakdown if you want, Keith.
Is this
going to
be the
it.
Year for them?
No. Yeah, no, it's not
going
to
Let's get Twellman back on. About World Cup.
Oh, maybe we should.
I like that.
Maybe next week.
Twellman was great.
They're in pot one, though. All the representatives are in pot one. Mm. I'm not going to read you all of pot two, but we're going to see how that goes for the U.S. Never mind pot three and four.
Forgive my naivete.
Yeah, go
Is
for
it 32 teams make
no.
it? It's more than that?
Oh, it's so many more.
Oh, geez.
Don't make me count.
Was it 32 at one point?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like eight groups of four. That would check out math-wise. And then the knockout stage is 16, and then 8, 4, 2, 1. But you think that you're telling me there's more than that?
Well, let me
1,
count.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Now, we're not anti-soccer, but how many
Well, how many
teams
pod 1 teams are
one,
there?
Two,
and then you can do
three.
The math.
Canada, Mexico,
okay.
USA, Spain, Argentina,
42,
France,
44,
England,
44,
Brazil,
46.
Portugal, Netherlands, Belgium, Germany. There's 12 in each pot, 48.
All right, so there's 48 teams in
the World Cup.
48.
How many countries are there?
Well, so
don't answer that.
Pot 4. Keith, pot 4. Pot 4 is only half teams right now.
Oh, there's more teams still trying to qualify.
Yeah,
right?
Jordan or Jordan.
Jordan.
Cabo Verde. Ghana.
Cabo Verde could get in.
Curaçao. Been there, bragged.
No way.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Would you have to fly?
Oh, I flew.
Yeah, you flew there?
Yeah.
Has Bob Ryan?
Yeah, through
how many countries that made the World Cup has Bob Ryan visited? If somebody could tweet that out in the meme form,
he will answer for that. Don't forget about Haiti and New Zealand, and then you have 4 UEFA playoffs and 2 FIFA playoffs. I don't even know what those mean.
Interesting,
but that's pot 4.
What about New Zealand's team is this year?
I think it's a good squad.
Text line says 64 teams make it for the men, and then somebody else said no, it's 48. This is all very confusing. Well, I'm going to say 48.
Look, I'm looking at one graphic that's telling me 48, but honestly, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Well, if there's 12 teams in pod A or whatever, then yeah, then there's 4 per group, so they would have to be 48.
That is, that's my...
It's also kind of bogus, so like...
Yeah, you're right. We are getting mixed feedback on
that. Oh, no, here we go. I trust this one because the person addressed it. Keith, it used to be 32. This is the first 48-team format. Now, there was the... but usually like the host country, there's one and then they get like an automatic spot.
Mm-hmm.
This is like North America is hosting it. So yeah. 3 teams automatically make it.
Canada, Mexico, USA. You heard they're all in pot one.
Maybe that's why they made it 48. Cause they're like, listen, there's too many host teams.
Like Canada and Mexico
and
the US.
They can't all make it, please.
Yeah. So anyway, this is an entertaining obviously they drag the crap out of it, but this is an entertaining little thing. It's like watching the lottery for like an hour.
It's a big deal.
And then we'll see who.
Is Foxborough still getting a game, or did President Trump move it?
I was going to say, they
didn't want to.
You know what? I may have to circle back and see if it's been punted out of Foxborough.
Yeah.
I'm not
yes.
sure.
I kind of want to go to a game. You want to go to a World Cup match?
Well, I wouldn't hate it. You're suggesting like a Jones and Keefe roadshow.
No, I didn't invite you. I'm just saying I personally would like to go to a game.
Oh, it's just you.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't you say
he was asking
you go to a
if you would like to go to one.
Oh, would you? I would. I'm not saying we go together. Oh, I'm just saying I'd like
see.
To go.
I see.
If they only have one ticket, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
I think it's gonna cost you a pretty penny to go to any of these.
Yeah, probably.
You know, in North America. Never mind, just here. 617-779-7937.
$1.429. $626.
Wow. For one game?
At least.
Or do you get like a pass for all the games?
So the Red Sox get Johan Oviedo.
Haas.
They send out the password. Oh, yeah. Have we made that official yet?
Yeah, he is the official Jonesy Keefe Haas of the week. He is 6'6", listed at 275.
Thank you. Listed.
Listed.
That word's doing a lot of work.
I was going to say, that's an awful round number. I'm guessing before breakfast, he's even bigger than that. But
so he is our Haas of the week. Yeah, he's congrats. The newest Red Sox. He's what, a 4 or 5? He might even be he might be a bullpen guy. He might not even be a starter.
Well, yeah, like right now, before they make any other moves.
He's been a starter, but if you were like, they're going to shift him to high leverage, that wouldn't shock me.
I think right now, wouldn't it be a competition between Early and Toley, this guy, Sandoval?
You know, like Cutter Crawford?
Crawford, Houck. It'd be like Crochet is your one. Right now, Bayo's probably your two. Sonny Gray's your three.
Yeah, right now, yes.
That's kind of for sure it, and I would think, I mean, if those two young guys have a better spring, he's not even guaranteed a rotation spot.
No. So I think he's a 4 or 5. He might be a high leverage guy. Again, he's huge. Yeah. He is, as Rob Bradford put it, and he's tall.
Super tall.
Rob Bradford said, Juan Oviedo is a guy who will look absolutely dominant in one start, then absolutely not in the next.
Oh.
He at least has the potential to be a top of the rotation guy. He missed all 2024 Tommy John surgery.
He is 27.
Thank
27,
you.
27, yeah.
He had a lat injury last year, only made 9 starts. He punches out a bunch of guys. He walks a bunch of guys. So, you know, his control has been an issue. I think it was a year where he led the league in hit batsmen, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I like that. Not afraid to buzz the tower a little bit. That's my plate.
That's his plate.
Get off my plate.
Yeah.
Not a lot of that talk. He pitched against the Red Sox last year in August for the Pirates in a 10-3 win where he went 5 innings, gave up 2 runs. Including a home run. He walked 3, but he struck out 6.
Who got him? Yoshida, I think? I think it was Yoshida, if I'm not mistaken.
Yoshida took him deep?
I thought that's what I read.
That sounds made
that's a
up.
Bold, that's a bold prediction, yeah. But I didn't remember the game he pitched against the Red Sox last year.
It was Carlos Narvaez.
Ah, not
deep
Yoshida.
Left field.
Yeah.
Okay. Solo shot.
In
the third inning.
I honestly think the trade is fine.
What was the count?
Got to be a good hitter's
damn
count.
Damn it.
3-1. Got to be 3-1.
Yeah, hitter's count.
So I don't mind the trade on the surface. Like, I'm not as high on the password as the prospect.
Yeah, but
as
couldn't
some people
you
are.
Have included one of your 5 best prospects for somebody better than this guy?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the fact they got this guy tells me probably not. But maybe they just valued this guy more than another prospect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how he fits here. So I don't mind that part of it. If you're getting another arm on the surface, I'd rather have a guy helping the team this year than a prospect who may or may not make it. You know, I'm not giving up on a Roman Anthony level prospect for a number 5 starter, but a prospect who may or may not make it and doesn't fit, I'm okay with the trade on the surface as a baseball trade. If you have thoughts on it, you can. I'm more interested in what are they now going to do? Because I think they are in an enviable position going into the winter meetings, and that is how Sean McAdam put it. He says the surplus of starters puts them in the enviable position at the winter meetings that get underway in Orlando this weekend. I like that part of what he wrote.
Uh-huh.
They have a surplus of arms. He says it would seem that Crochet is untouchable. Yeah, I would hope Garrett Crochet is not on the block.
Where would he go?
He says Gray, Oviedo, and Brian Bayo. So he lists all 4 as untouchable. He puts them all kind of in the same bucket, but now rank them how he wrote them. Crochet, Gray, Oviedo, Bayo.
Yeah.
He says it would seem they're all untouchable, but nearly any other of the team's young controllable arms could put the Sox in a position teams can only dream of. So
they have 2 untradeable players on the whole roster. That's it.
Crochet and Anthony?
That's it. That's it.
That's probably it.
Everybody else, there's at least a conversation to be had. Now, you just acquired Gray and Oviedo, so if you want to slot them ahead of a bunch of other guys just because, you know, why else did you just get them? That's fine. And if you want to say Bayo's more likely because he has his contract and everything, he's more likely to stay than Peyton Toley or Connelly Early, fine. But if a team that you're trying to make a big deal with loves Brian Bayo, then like, all right, you got to part ways with him. I would. Everybody else is a conversation. Even high-end guys like Christian Campbell, you and I love Marcelo Mayer, but like, you got to consider it in a lot of these deals. Anthony's the only one that's like, and Crochet, that would be like, no thanks.
So look, if you're telling me that they're now more able to deal Connelly Early or Brian Bayo, I wouldn't really want to deal Toley, but depending on what you're getting in return, if you're telling me you had to deal Toley to get Skubal on like a high end, fine, I'll make that happen. But they have the opportunity to trade some young arms. Are they going to do it? Or do they realize, and I think one of our callers on the line feels this way.
Yes.
Or do they realize that they're not going to get Reagans, they're not going to get Joe Ryan, forget about Tarik Skubal.
They're like, hey, we got these guys.
And this is the best they can do.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. I think that's Justin in D.C. feels that way. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, bury Breslow before this team finishes fourth in the AL East, which is probably going to happen. So I don't want to project on what they're going to do or not going to do. But I think that even if they do sign that big bat, according to Bradfo, they view Oviedo as a top-end arm. So I'm looking at this team. I was listening to you guys yesterday. You guys better be on the air in 3 months. You're the best radio show around.
Thank you, Justin.
But
yeah, fingers crossed.
But like I heard you both. You agree the Yankees and Jays have a better lineup. The Jays are probably going to sign either Bichette or Tucker or both of them. So they're going to get even better. I would argue Yankees have a much better starting rotation with a Cy Young winner and Cole coming back. The Jays 1-4 pitchers are better than everybody but Crochet. So as a Red Sox fan, we really got to look at the fourth and fifth place in the AL East because I think we're competing with Baltimore. Baltimore won 100 games in 23, 90 games in 24. They added a 30 home run bat, which we did not do. They added a closer who profiles like Chapman did last season in the offseason. And all reports say they're going to add a number two. And if you look at the Orioles,
okay, well,
they're
all
number
reports,
one starter.
Hang on. All reports say the Red Sox are going to add a big bat and they're not done with arms. So, like, are we counting reports and are we giving teams credit for what they haven't done or just on what they've done?
Well, and this is why I really hate Breslow. We are going to credit the Orioles because they're not habitual liars. Breslow told us that they were going to be big buyers at the trade deadline, that they were going to reinvest the Devers money. McAdams saying they're not going to reinvest the Devers money. They're not going to add flexibility to the roster. They haven't traded for a number two. They've traded for 3-10 type starting pitchers. So, yes, I think we do need to trust other teams when our front office not only is wholly incompetent by adding Oviedo and Gray as our number two and three pitchers, according to Bradfo, but also, they're habitual liars. So I just don't understand how you guys can support this type of front office when they're objectively lying to the fans and they treat us like idiots.
Hang on, Justin. Last year, they said what they were going to do and they did it.
Yeah.
In the offseason. The trade deadline,
was bad. No, the trade deadline was bad.
His comments about Crochet now, that feels like a lie to me. Like, until they make a big move for Bayo, he's like, we're going to get a starter alongside Crochet. We're not targeting 3-10.
So here's part of
depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself available.
Yeah, it was a rough go for him at times. Yeah. But I go back to it, and you know, we talk about it every day. So it's not like, hey, what was the offseason? And let's take a look at the offseason's over. Let's take a look. Because the order in which they do things last year is a good example of maybe don't overreact. You know, if Justin Wilson and Aroldis Chapman are the first two moves, they also got the runner-up in the Cy Young and an all-star that everybody wants back. So maybe Gray and Oviedo are
the first moves.
They are the first moves, but maybe they're also the fourth and fifth best moves.
Right, they're pieces in a bigger offseason. No, you've been saying that consistently. I think it's a great point.
That's my hope.
Because a year ago, you're right. It started with Justin Wilson and Chapman. We're like, what the hell are they doing?
What is this?
And by the end of the offseason, and we didn't even know what Narvaez was. That was another early move.
Right.
And it turns out they landed Bregman and Crochet, and they kind of did what they said they were going
to
do.
Also, I wouldn't worry about the Orioles, to be honest. Well, I mean, they have this great young roster. They did a nothing to surround them, and they dipped right back down to being horrible. Their owner, like, suspended their play-by-play guy for saying the team lost 3 games
Here's
in a row.
The thing.
Like, they're a mess.
I think Breslow's, at this point, if I had to pick truth or lie about what he said about the rotation, it would be a lie. I'd agree with him on that. He didn't do what he said he was going to do at the deadline. Do I know the Orioles aren't liars?
Orioles, I would think, are definitely liars.
You made
liars.
A couple of great examples of that. I don't pretend to know how the other 29 teams lie to their fan bases or don't. I don't follow it close enough. No. This team, Breslow last offseason delivered on what he said. And
in 2023, the Orioles won 101 games. Last year, they won 75. And they have a lot of the same like young players on the team, but they didn't surround it with anybody. Also, the Blue Jays, now I give them credit, they got Dylan Cease. But they've been more involved with players like the Red Sox over the years and gotten fewer of them.
Yeah, I would be hesitant to give them, say they're just going to bring back Tucker and Bichette.
Well, yeah, Bichette's a free agent.
Bring back Bichette and sign Tucker.
So much like we're talking about the Red Sox.
Let's say
Bregman,
they're definitely doing that, but the Red Sox are going to get nobody?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, so they have Bichette, who they may or may not get back. The Yankees, now I don't really love this guy as a player, but Cody Bellinger was basically a 3,100 guy last year. He's also a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, they have Aaron Judge, and yeah, their lineup is better right now, but they got to bring back Bellinger, or they got to bring back somebody else like that for that kind of production. So all the teams in the AL East have either their own guys to re-sign or replacements they have to go get.
Yeah, the 30 home run bat they got too. They traded one of their starting pitchers to get that done, and I think most people didn't think that was a good trade.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning Baltimore,
right?
I have no idea what reliever he's talking about, but I know the trade he's talking about. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe on the Red Sox. I see calls on the Celtics and the World Cup as well. We're dabbling with the final draw live on Fox. I don't think they've drawn any teams yet, Keith.
No, they're just showing montages of fan bases, it looks like.
Did I miss
a lot of hooligans?
Did I miss Tunisia? Côte d'Ivoire? I think it's Ivory Coast.
Oh, Ivory Coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had Drogba.
Uzbekistan. The old FIFA team. Did I miss any of those? Those are coming up.
Uzbekistan's in it? What about Kazakhstan, the number seven exporter of potassium?
Seven!
Are they on there?
Borat's
country?
I do not see Kazakhstan. No, I'm sorry. I don't see them on there. Uzbekistan, I do see.
Okay. Maybe they took down Kazakhstan in the prelims.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
He's got 659 yards with seven games to go.
Yes. So, yes, he's going to go over 1,000 yards this year. He's going to have another 1,000
yards. And I think he's going to get stronger, like to your point earlier. And to when I tore my ACL, I was better at the end of the year than I was at the beginning of the year because you need to get that endurance strength on that knee. You're getting stronger. He's still recovering that thing.
Yes, and it's probably, you know, when you get on it 7-8 months into it, you're out there, and even if you're looking like you're in stride and playing great, your knee is going to swell up on you no matter what. That's just how it is from month 7 to 10. It swells up on you, and it feels weak kind of sometimes after practice or a game of being on it, and it only gets stronger throughout the year, and you only get better, and you only trust in your body more as the year goes on. So he's gonna go over 1,000.
He's going over 1,000.
I'll hurry up and get into this one before we get going.
It's clean. I did. Oh, okay, good. I listened to the first 45.
Good. Yeah. Dump it. Well, this is part of course, the greatest album of all time, according to yours truly. Still somehow a top five album.
Top five album.
Wow. On my Spotify rap this year. Still.
Listen.
You can go check out our top five albums on a Top 5 Friday at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. What was your top album again?
Lana Del Rey's Born to Die. That's a no skips album for me.
What I learned today, I feel like I knew that you thought it was a no skips album.
Yeah.
What I learned today is that you feel like many of them apply to you specifically. many of the songs, actually.
Oh, there's a song about Mountain Dew. There's a song about the radio, a song about video games. It's pretty much my life. Blue jeans. I mentioned I wear from time to time.
I do wear those from time to time.
I own a pair.
Yeah. So if you missed any of that, Odyssey app. John on Twitter actually just sent us a note. He's a little behind on the Odyssey app.
Okay. You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Use the rewind feature. You can listen to yesterday's show, which is what I think John is doing. But he just sent in his listening age.
What is it?
Because Billy was very famously, what again, Bill? You were
older.
80.
80.
80-year-old man.
So John just sent it. He said, listening behind on the Odyssey app, but you guys can't beat this. His listening age,
69.
Nice.
he wins.
Very nice. Early 70s, you're an old soul. Congratulations, John. When you catch up to this show on Monday, you'll get right around to hearing this shout-out. So good for
yes.
you. You like that Gronk and Edelman clip as it applies to Steph Diggs.
Two great pass catchers.
Before you start your take, I want to actually hear it this time. I was doing a lot of math last time you delivered your opinion on this. I want to actually hear it.
So Diggs would need 74 yards per game over the final four. Yeah, give or take. Just over 73, under 74. So somewhere in there. That's what he'd have to average over the next four games in order to get it. So it wouldn't be, you know, crazy, but it'd be higher than what his current season average is. Last couple of weeks, he was only in like the 20s for yards, but we know he's also had, I think, 300-yard games this year. So he could really go over that in a game or two. He also plays his former team, the Bills, again, and if it's anything like it was the first time he played him, he might go for 200 in that game. The guy was possessed. No, but I thought it was a really interesting perspective because it's two great pass catchers in Edelman and in Gronk who both a little bit later in their careers tore their ACLs, had to deal with the long recovery and then getting back on the field. And in Edelman's case, he's talking about how, you're kind of like worried about your knee. You're not sure what you can do. You're not the most comfortable. And then later in the year, that kind of stuff goes away. You're not worried about it anymore. And you can probably play a lot better. So he's kind of saying something I hadn't even thought of is, could Diggs be even better these final four games and in the playoffs? And it kind of feels like yes, because he's passed a lot of tests so far. Oh, he was ahead of schedule so far, and now you give him another week without any wear and tear. And the team, maybe this is what you're going to get into, the team has kind of managed his snaps a little bit and like used him really well. He doesn't play all the time, but when he's out there, he's coming up with fourth down catches. He's coming up with big first downs when they need it. He's been Drake May's favorite receiver, leads the team in catches, leads the team in yards. And so it seems like he is primed for a really productive final month and playoff run.
So I had kind of, we talked about this a month or so ago, and you're like, do you think they're managing Diggs' snaps, which you just referenced there? He's typically third on the team game by game. I'm sure on the season he's also third. But when they have Booty, Hollins, and Diggs, all healthy, and Booty missed some time, typically he's third in snaps. And I kind of thought they'd start ramping him up by now. And you asked, is this just their plan all year, or will they ramp him up? Well, maybe the bye week is a point where you can start leveraging up his snap share, or at least his targets. He only has two games where he had double-digit targets, and not coincidentally, it was 12 against Buffalo, 10 for 145, and it was 11 against the Jets, 9 for 105. So those were two massive games in primetime. I also think anecdotally you can go through and look on fourth downs where they target him. It happened in the Giants game. It happens a bunch this year, even in games where he's not super productive. And he has a bunch of these games. In fact, his last two, 3 for 26, 2 for 20. One was a big third down conversion against the Bengals, and the other was a fourth down conversion against the Giants. So in got to have it spots, he's massively important. Maybe the bye week is the time where they really start to lean on him down the stretch. But let me ask you, Keith, the 1,000-yard stat there, which he needs what again?
74 a game.
Thank you. He's currently averaging 54. That is math that I did
good
earlier today.
Good math.
Well, I didn't hear your answer the first time. So he's got to average 20 more a game. That'd get him to 1,000. Is a 1,000-yard season for Steph Diggs important or interesting?
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's important to me because I like receivers and stats, and I like all that stuff. But no. It's not that. He's already proven he's the number one guy.
Yeah.
So the numbers are somewhat semantic. So if you're telling me if he gets 950 versus 1050, you feel that much differently about the season? No, I do think it's very interesting because the guy talking about it in the clip, Julian Edelman's the last guy to have 1,000 yards for the Patriots, and that was in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So not only has the team not been great, we've been in this long drought with a really productive receiver. So I think that it's very, very interesting. But no, he's already proven how valuable he can be to the team, even if he doesn't hit that milestone.
And I think if they don't kick it into high gear in the final four games of the regular season and he's on pace for 900 yards, 920, whatever it is, and he finishes there, I'm not going to care if the time they really decide to do it is in the playoffs off another bye week or on wild card weekend. You mentioned this earlier. They have the Bills again in the regular season. They might have them again in the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that.
Like feast on them.
So I think the time to ramp up is coming. I don't know that he'll get to 1,000 yards or not. I hope he does. I do think that's interesting, and I care about it. But I don't think it's important for the Patriots down the stretch. I think it will be important in the postseason.
Real quick, he is averaging 55% of the offensive snaps this season.
Right.
So he's had a couple games.
He barely plays
60s.
More than half the snaps.
Yeah, do it's you crazy. Think playoffs it's the same? Because they're like, hey, our offense is good. We're going to keep this going. Or would you give him more time?
I would think it's more.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, my real answer is I don't know, but I would hope it's closer to like 75 in the playoffs.
I mean, I guess it also depends. You know, are you down two scores right away and all that stuff?
Exactly. Yeah. Game script will be important there for sure. Kelly is in Amherst on our Celtics conversation. Go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you were talking about the breakout of Michael Jordan Walsh here. And just real quick, so when Bronny James first came into the NBA, a friend of mine put a post on Facebook. He said, Bronny James is the worst player in the NBA. And I replied to that, I don't know, bro. Have you ever heard of this guy named Jordan Walsh? But I will eat those words right now. He has come a long way, and I don't know about him ever being a top guy, but he could definitely be like a sixth man of the year. That's all I got.
Okay, sixth man of the year.
I think even that's high, but I would say, yeah, the debate, who would you rather have, Bronny James or Jordan Walsh? I think he's pretty emphatically Jordan Walsh.
Jordan Walsh.
He's carving out a niche for himself.
All I'm saying on Jordan Walsh, and I was, did I mention this? I was at the Knicks game the other night. I was in the Garden for that one. Yeah.
You were there?
I got a free T-shirt.
You got a shirt? Greg,
bro. Thank you.
That's
so
awesome.
I was there for it.
Green shirt? White shirt? What color was the shirt?
I was white shirt.
White shirt.
You could really see.
Was anybody in a chicken hat making any offers for it?
Well, I didn't get any offers, but I did see him there.
Did you see any of the Genos? Aztec
or
Balcony?
Oh, they had Aztec on there at one point. Yep.
Nice.
Our guy.
Sweet.
I shouted at him from across the arena.
Hey, bud.
I was like, hey, I see you down there.
You've been on our show.
Green hair guy was a few sections over. Yeah.
So you weren't offered drugs for your T-shirt?
No, not this time. That was for my hat when we went to the Bruins game, of course.
Jones just gave it to him. Didn't even get any drugs.
I was like, I love this guy.
Gave him the hat.
Don't even need the drugs. Thank you very much.
Can't get a selfie.
I was there. If you were there, Keith.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. I watched it on TV like everybody else. Sorry.
You could really see it out of Jordan Walsh in the Knicks game. And I like what he did in that game. I like what he's been doing in some of these games. He had to step up in Cleveland when they were hurt in that one. No Derek White for that game.
Yeah.
I think Cato was out in that game as well. So I think some of these games, I'll put stock in Jordan Walsh. Last night. And I know people are going nuts because he's 8 for 8, and it was 22 points, which is a career high.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
I put zero stock in anything Wizards related. I don't know how you could put any stock in anything related to the Wizards with that trash team. So if you want to tell me Walsh is getting better, fine. Just don't count last night.
Tonight, I'm fascinated.
Whatever
put
he
him
does,
on Austin Reeves for a little bit.
Whatever good luck. Whatever he does tonight counts.
Reeves has been cooking.
Last night does not count.
Fair, but at least, you know, last night you see an example of a team that's really not even an NBA team, right? And so they have a lot of bad players. And you have somebody like Jordan Walsh where it's like, yeah, I've always made this case about like Summer League, for example. Like, you can't necessarily tell who can play, but you know who can play.
That's true.
And if they struggle there, they're going to just struggle in the NBA. And so the fact that Walsh has been given more time, he's been inserted into the starting lineup, and the team's also winning some of these games, even against good teams. Not last night, not a good team, but even some of these other games. He was out there. You mentioned the Knicks. I know they're not clicking on all cylinders, but that's a real team. It's a team that knocked you out of the playoffs a year ago. So he's showing that he's an NBA player, whereas like last year at this time, to Kelly, the caller's point, you weren't even sure he's an NBA player.
That's fine. If you want to tell me he's a rotational NBA player, that to me is a fair conversation. He is averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per game after all. Is he a starter? Like, I don't even know if he's a starter. Never mind. Like he starts on this team. Well, until Tatum comes back. But is he like a real NBA star? I guess he's a useful bench piece, which, okay, that's something. But I just wouldn't go crazy about it. I feel like people want to go crazy about it.
People are going crazy.
What did Terp write again? The breakout is real.
Yeah, the breakout's real.
I don't know who writes his headlines. Who writes your headlines, Terp?
But did you ever find that article? Where did you find it?
Is that WEEI is where I saw that specific headline. I read it earlier.
Yeah.
The breakout is real. I would be a little cautious off the Wizards game specifically. But that's just me.
I'm the old bullets.
I'm wrong about a lot of stuff.
George Murray, I was watching that game with interest.
Top two giant. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there. I apologize. We're going a little late.
Let's hurry up.
It is a jam-packed week in review next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going!
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Holy smokes, Jones, what a week it has been here on the program. First week of December 2025, and it was a Monday Night Football game for the Patriots. They took on the Giants, which of course led us to a conversation of the top five Giants of all time.
The Giant you missed, the biggest Giant that ever walked the earth, Robert Wadlow, the tallest man that ever lived, 8'11".
Oh, is this the guy in the Guinness Book of World Records, LJ?
Yes. I memorized that book as a kid.
I am familiar with that guy.
8'11"?
Yeah, I don't believe if I remember.
He was known as the Alton Giant and the Giant of Illinois, Robert Wadlow.
Yeah, if I'm familiar with this individual, I don't think he lived the longest life.
Short life.
I think he's...
like a big dog.
He's up there looking down on really everyone up in the sky.
He always was.
He always was looking down on everyone. What's his name again?
Robert Wadlow, 8'11", did die at the young age of 22.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't know what it was.
A lot of years of height shaming in there, though, I imagine. He was really making fun of everybody else, I would think. I don't know who got the last laugh, but he was doing that for a while.
Taylor.
1 week later.
Even if they have a 20-point lead with five minutes left in the game, the Patriots are going to pull it out. So.
It ended up being a positive Patriots. I see where he was going.
Honestly thought he was going to have another Giant we missed. What about the Gentle Giant?
Who was that now?
Also, Robert Wadlow. He had many nicknames.
Oh, what else?
Yeah.
What else did he have?
Short life. They also called him the tallest man who ever lived, the gentleman giant, the boy giant, the giant of Illinois, and the Alton giant, because he went to Alton High School. Robert Wadlow, who sadly just missed out on being our Hoss of the Week.
I was going to say, this is why we don't hand it out on a Monday, Keith, because on Monday we thought Robert Wadlow, may he rest in peace, would be our Hoss of the Week, but no.
All Giants are Hosses, but not all Hosses are Giants. It's very much like a square rectangle thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's true.
We had a good chat with our friend Christian Ellis this week because he was playing like a wild man on Monday night. For a linebacker, is that the best scenario? Is a quarterback running on the sideline and not getting out of bounds? And
then, it is.
It has to be, right? Yeah. Like, because that is not like chasing a guy in the pocket or whatever else. Or, you know, you have to be worried about hitting him too low or too high because there's flags all over the place. But, like, that has to be like a dog and a bone.
Yeah. The moment I saw him tiptoeing and I knew he was considered a runner at that point. And so it was like, you know, as defense players, that's where we lick our chops. We're ready to go. We're any opportunity where we can hit the quarterback legally and in play, we're going to do it.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Christian Ellis?
I like how he just answered it like four times. Yep. You weren't even done. Yep. He's like, yeah. No. Yes.
Horrible question.
My answer is yes.
Finish the question. It kept going. Would you rather Wednesday, a pretty good seasonal discussion here.
Would you rather year-long eggnog or candy canes?
Candy canes, I guess. I don't really like either.
Put me down for nog.
All year?
Yeah. I mean, my cholesterol is already higher than
You would be host of the week every week if it was eggnog year-round.
But I love the taste of eggnog. I got eggnog in my house right now, Brad.
Don't you think you love it because...
No, not just the booze. I do booze, eggnog, and regular eggnog. Is that what you're saying?
It's not the alcohol.
It's not that.
I can drink it.
I don't have a problem.
I can drink
it. You have a problem.
I can stop the water.
Billy's right. I can stop whenever I want. I don't have a problem.
Not going to today, but I could.
How dare you?
You know what I got in the freezer at home?
What's that now?
Eggnog ice cream with booze in it.
That sounds...
That just blow your brain.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to eat it every day.
Where
but
can I find it?
Seasonally.
My freezer.
Is that so you don't get yelled at for drinking?
No. My wife brought it home the other day.
Oh, okay. Never
She's mind. Like, look at this. And I was like, holy smokes. That's a game changer. I'm going to put a scoop of that in with some other real eggnog.
Yeah, pour the... More booze. Yeah, now we're talking.
Like paint.
Make a float.
A little milkshake. Yeah, I might What's make the- a little milkshake. You know, I had an eggnog drink last night.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, with the ice cream?
I didn't do the ice cream. Oh. I just did some spiced rum eggnog, a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg on top of that bad boy.
I mean, it sounds great. It sounds like there's a lot of ingredients, but it sounds great.
It's not bad. It's quick make. Yesterday, we got into a little bit of hot water referencing the birth of Jesus Christ, or so I thought.
A caller brought up when Jesus' birthday was. We said, boy, we always thought it was December 25th, but I guess we were wrong.
Well, because it started originally, we were talking about the Bruins, which led to how's Gavin McKenna doing at Penn State.
Turns out
which
not that great.
Led to he turns 18 later this month, and then that led to this.
He's a young pup, too. I think he's only 17. Makes sense.
He's going to be 18 December 20th, just 5 days before Christ's birthday. He'll be...
Close birthday to Ted. He's been a couple of weeks of Ted's birthday. Happy birthday again, Ted.
A few moments later.
Well, a quick correction on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Point of clarification, he was not born on December 25th.
What?
That's a big conspiracy to combine some pagan holidays with some secular holidays so they can get more parishioners. I don't know if you do that.
Yeah. I didn't. When was his birthday then? Just for update that.
It's one of the things that's ambiguous in the Bible for whatever reason.
So it could be the 25th. But,
well, the sheep were out, so it couldn't have been.
Because the sheep aren't going to be out in the middle of winter, Keith. Yeah.
That's right.
Maybe like it was...
Jones knows.
Yeah, maybe it's global warming right on the equator, maybe.
Jones is with me.
It's warmer in the winter there. Right. Jesus' birthday.
Not the 25th, so my whole life has been a sham.
Yeah.
And then we were getting texts. Shime was like, oh, it's in March or April. We were getting texts. It was for sure January. Then people were like, it's the summer.
So I was bracing for a different phone call there.
I'll get you that now.
Okay.
That was
how it started.
So you could see why we were a little confused because then the show went on and I thought this was what he was referring to, but he was actually referring to a grab bag that we played that he was upset with. But this, so you can imagine our heads were spinning.
This next gentleman.
When this gentleman called in.
Yeah,
all right, real quick. Let's go to John and Saugus.
Hello, John.
Hello. He goes,
hey,
take a call.
You nitwit. Keep talking about my Lord and Savior like that. We're all going to stand before him one day as judge. You are offending millions of people that love Jesus with all their heart.
Hold on a second, John.
We were just questioning
what his birthday was.
Make fun of other people.
No.
Don't make fun of the Lord Jesus Christ in his name.
A caller just wondered what his birthday was.
I apologize if you took it that way. I was just always under the impression his birthday was December 25th. We were corrected earlier, and then I thought we kind of moved on. I really feel like we were not being offensive.
No, it's not about his birthday. I just heard Silent Night, Holy Night.
Oh, you didn't like that?
Crazy words. It's Jesus' song. It's about Jesus. You've offended millions of people. If you're going to say that name, it's a holy name. He's created all of us, and we're going to stand before him. Make fun of anything else.
Okay.
Making fun is fine, not about the Lord's Savior.
So you didn't like a holy night.
Chief's ex-wife, would you rather madness top five?
So what bothered that guy
I don't know.
Was not
The birthday switch up.
That's what I could have sworn he was talking about.
Jesus wouldn't want us to offend anyone else.
No,
it's true.
Well,
guys, make fun of everybody else.
He's offended by the grab bags. A lot of people honestly are offended by the grab bag songs. It's just not typically.
Jeez.
Bite your tongue, Keith.
Yeah, seriously.
Man.
Wow.
The Rock came out to surprise the millions of the Rock's fans.
Oh, our favorite game, Is It a Compliment? Him saying we offended millions of people is a compliment.
I mean, that's definitely a compliment.
You might be overstating things slightly, sir, but we do appreciate it.
He's off by probably a couple million.
Yeah.
He's off by a couple million.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
But otherwise.
Sweet Daisy, E-I. Weekdays on E-I.
All right, let's get to our brag. Let's get to our brag of the week nominees, including what turned out to be an exclusive, hard-to-get interview with Gary Tangway on the hashtag Dork podcast.
A lot of
people wanted this interview. We're the only place he talked to.
I've heard this is the only people did want to talk to Gary, and only you got him.
People are hot about it. He was in the chair company. There's a big argument over who likes Tim Robinson more when they heard about Tim Robinson, sort of all that stuff with the chair company. Mm. But Davey and I had a chance to talk to Gary Tangway, and he gave us one of these.
I did a play in a senior citizen home.
Sick brag, bro.
I've played like a newscast in like 15 different movies.
Sick brag, bro.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Gary. Appreciate that. You can check out the entire interview on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast, or on YouTube as well. Just find the hashtag Dork Podcast.
There's
free for everybody.
Nowhere else you can hear Gary Tangway.
That's
right
it. Yeah, you want to hear about him talking to Tim Robinson, being in a scene with Tim Robinson.
That's it.
Getting cast in the chair company, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
His theories on how the show ended, which was a wild finish.
Oh.
Greg Hill, also a nominee this week.
Because I used to do all the maintenance on my 1966 Mustang myself.
Sick brag, bro.
That's real good.
Is that from this morning?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was from this morning.
A real late.
That was a good one.
Okay, yep. And then also from the morning show, our friend Courtney Cox.
I mean, I was with the Bidens on Nantucket for Thanksgiving.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow.
I saw Joe leave Nantucket Pharmacy.
Sick brag, bro.
How is he moving?
Well, it's probably two people on each side kind of carrying him around Weekend of Bernie style. All right, you have a winner. It's Gary Tangway, Greg Hill, Courtney Cox.
I think you got to go Tangway.
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 I think so.
I did a play in a senior citizen home.
Sick brag, bro.
I've played like a newscast in like 15 different movies.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, a little typecast, but he's excellent in those roles.
Well, it gets him a foot in the door for roles like this. Yeah. Unless he's a newscaster in this. I don't think so. I haven't seen
it. No, in this he was not.
It didn't sound like
it. His character's name was Evan. His wife was a pretty significant character in the show.
Both the Twitch chat and text line pointed out we may have missed a brag in there. LJ bragging about how he memorized the whole Guinness Book of World Records as a kid is a pretty good one, too.
That is good.
That was a good brag.
Yeah, he did have one in there.
We missed it. Robert Wadlow was
8'11". Amazing.
Okay. That's the Week in Review. Every Friday, 12:45, here on Jones and Keefe. Great work out there, guys. To our millions of listeners, great work by everyone. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your phone calls. We'll get back to the Red Sox, Pats, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.